this is kind of a two-part. It has two different regulations that deal with it, but it does the same thing. So it's a request for emergency amendment to Chapter 252 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to delay the start of the 2015 Chesapeake Bay 28-inch commercial striped bass maximum size limit that begins on March 26th until April 2nd, and the corresponding proposed emergency amendment to Chapter 751 pertaining to the setting and mesh size of gill nets to modify the gill net mesh size seasons. So the commercial striped bass season opened January 16th this year with an 18-inch minimum size limit for the bay. Normally on March 26th, there's a 28-inch maximum size limit that comes into effect. However, we've received a lot of requests from industry to delay this due to the icing this winter. They lost a lot of time. This would give them the chance to another week to harvest their individual quotas. So we pulled some data just to see what this January and February looked like compared to the previous 2 years. 2015 data is still preliminary, but this table shows just looking at January and February in 2013 and 14, our numbers should be a little closer to 160 to 190 or 170,000 pounds of striped bass from the bay. So due to this decreased number and the icing this winter, staff's requesting to delay the start of the 28-inch maximum size limit for a week, which would be April 2nd. And although it wasn't necessary for the change, staff did reach out to the ASMFC Striped Bass Management Board. We notified them of our request and solicited feedback. We received responses from four states, and they were all positive and supportive of our request. So like I said, there's two regulations that this affects, the first one being Chapter 252 for striped bass. We would strike March 26th and delay it a week to April 2nd to read, the maximum size limit shall be 28 inches from April 2nd through June 15th. And there's a corresponding gill net mesh size season to match this. Again, we would strike the dates and delay them a week, so March 25th would become April 1st, March 26th would become April 2nd. From April 2nd through June 15th, it shall be unlawful for any person to place, set, or fish any gill net with a stretched mesh size greater than 6 inches within the restricted areas in the rivers. And this season is really just to help prevent them from catching those larger fish when that 28-inch size limit comes into play. So both of these emergency amendments would be effective March 26th and set to expire on April 2nd. And that's what your blue paper is for. We just added those dates of when they become effective and when they would expire. And because they would expire on April 2nd, a public hearing is not necessary in April. Therefore, staff recommends the commission adopts emergency amendments to Chapter 252 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to delay the start of the 2015 Chesapeake Area Commercial Striped Bass maximum size limit of 28 inches from March 26th until April 2nd. And staff also recommends the commission adopt proposed emergency amendments to Chapter 751 pertaining to the setting and mesh size of gill nets to modify the gill net mesh size season.
Thank you, Ms. Holm. Any questions?
Great.
Well, what's your preference?
I'm going to oppose this. That's the short of it. We're targeting these coastal migrants we're trying to protect. So I am. That's going to be my opposition. I don't think that we need to give another week of targeting these coastal migrants with the way to spawn. That's the short of it. I'll argue against myself in saying that a week is not that big a deal. It could be a fair amount. And I ignored staff's advice last month and argued for an increase in the oyster season. So I'm kind of contradicting my own self, but I'm opposed to just targeting these coastal migrants on their way to the spawning grounds. So,
yes, Chief?
Comment?
Yeah, please come forward.
Commission should keep in mind that from sometime in the 80s, we already have spawning reaches that are closed from April 1 through May 31st. So that's
once they get past them.
That's still in place.
Right.
Now, VIMS in the past, through egg surveys, striped bass egg surveys, did put in areas which were considered the spawning reaches. So that's when the commission came in and set aside those. There's no doubt that delaying by a week, given what we have faced this winter, is not going to markedly increase the take of coastal fish, because any other slightly or more warm water temperatures, you know that even by in March, March 25th, March 24th, whatever it is, that there's probabilities that there's some larger fish as well. We have looked at this over time on the 18 to 28 inch slot. We have a sampling program, biological sampling program, and I will say in the past, going back 10 years ago perhaps, that there was not as great of adherence to the 18 to 28 as there has been in the years since. Last time that I pulled that data was about 2 years ago, and there were very few fish that were outside that range. So this is a long-standing 20-year situation. I think the protection that was put in place in 1995 because of the coastal migrants, but at the same time, it was also a way to keep the fishery operating on resident-sized fish. So, I mean, we could debate for quite a while as to whether the peak of the spawning is going to be how much later or the run will be how much later, but I think by sending it out to the ASMSC, that was fair notice to any of the states that if they felt that this was problematic, given that we're right in the middle of reducing harvest in every state and trying to make fishing mortality rate come down, that we would have heard loud and clear, and we didn't. So that was an extra step that staff took. I think based on what Andy just showed you, there are certain areas that are going to be disadvantaged by the way the weather was. I mean, that's all there is to it. When you look at 69,000 pounds compared to 168 or 169,000 pounds, it's notable. I was surprised to see that data, and that was after I already sent the information to ASMSC. So I just wanted to add that. It's not that staff didn't really think this through. As a matter of fact, the first few phone calls I heard about, I said, no way that ASMSC would go along with that. Then it pretty much turned into a dialogue with ASMSC saying, well, you really don't need our blessing to do this. And I said, well, I want to send this out anyway. So that's just some extra background. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Chief.
Got a question for Rob. I knew at PRSC we allowed an extension in a way. We allowed additional nets to be out for additional lengths of time when they're normally cut back to two nets.
Right.
Per waterman, we allowed them to.
Right. There were variations in the bay. Maryland was first out of the gate.
That's what I was going to ask.
They extended their season. They wrapped it around 2 weeks later to get into March. When we heard that, they apparently did that just strictly talking to one of the ASMSC coordinators. We didn't want to go that route. We did not want to just say, well, we know we can do this, let's bring it forward. We wanted to make it open, bring it open and let it there. Now, the PRFC has a situation where they typically close off in March 26th, and that's what they do there. So there were adjustments from all three jurisdictions. They weren't similar.
Mr. Ballard.
Have you received requests for this amendment? I mean, who's supporting this?
We received requests, probably seven. How many calls did you have?
About
20. 20. Okay, I underestimated. And I had a couple as well. So.
And these are just commercial fishermen calling you saying, hey, we could really use an extension of the season.
We really got impacted. What are you going to do to help us out that type of situation? So that's how it started.
Ms. Haney.
Since you did have ASMSC's blessing,
yes.
I'd make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Ms. Haney.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any further discussion on this? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against say no.
No.
No, by Mr. Neal here, and the chair votes aye. So the motion passes 5-1.